With that, I think this calls for a roll call vote. And so, and a yes vote is in favor of this resolution, and a no vote is that we would not take this step at this time.
Can I make a comment?
Who's that?
Before you vote.
Bill Curtis is trying to reach you.
Okay, Bill.
All right. Let me turn that off. So yeah, I read the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the book for years. This is really a big deal to try to take this on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with the resolution. But I say to people in my circle, if you really want to take on something, I really would like to take on black on black killing. That affects us all. It goes on every day. And actually, in my world, in my point of view, it's kind of embarrassing to take on these bigger issues. Now, I'm new to WPFW board, so I don't know you guys' dynamic. I'm just sharing my opinion, my perspective. It's my perspective. And even in my, you know, Baltimore region, people, and I'm not saying that the police should be killing people. That's bad, bad, bad. That has been going on for a very long time. There is a serious issue with blacks killing blacks. And I am I'm really embarrassed when people are up in arms about, and I'm not saying that the cops, the police, because I want a cop when I need a cop. And I tell that to policemen that I know. I want you when I need you. Definitely. But there's a real contradiction. Well, in my opinion, there's a contradiction with raising issues that are really big and significant. But meanwhile, the house is on fire with blacks killing blacks. And I'm embarrassed about that, actually, with that contradiction. I don't disagree with the resolution, but I think it's, I would like, and I'm new. I hope y'all got lawyers, you know, when you take this on, because you are taking on, I'm just coming on visually. I was on my phone. I forgot the meeting was, I thought the meeting was 7:30, but I thought it was 6:30. No, I'm sorry. I thought it was 7:30, but it was 6:30.
Right.
My apologies too for that. When I heard someone mention, you know, you better be lawyered up. Because there will come, I think there will be, a reaction. The other thing that crossed my mind when I read the resolution earlier was this, the Pacifica National Board, although we are a member of Pacifica, but have they taken a position about this, like fully endorsing it across the network? Or is it simply,
I doubt it,
WPFW, you know, about to take on the dragon?
Jerry, with a question to that effect, if I may.
Let me mute myself.
Yes, Jerry.
Is there a resolution against the U.S. government, the body that grants us license to broadcast, the U.S. government that we are charging with genocide, and have we considered the ramifications of making that charge to the body that grants us license to broadcast? Would actually be easier. Approaching black on black crime would actually be
okay. Easier. Okay, but we're discussing this right now, Jerry. I got it. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. Marsha, yes or no? Is this specifically naming the U.S. government?
I mean, of course, that's what this document is about. It's about structural racism. It's not about individuals. killing individuals. It's about a structure. It's about the kinds of structures within the United States that have, for the last literally 400 years, created a lot of the conditions that we're talking about.
Right.
Okay. And yeah, but my resolution is not about black on black crime. I want to make that
clear. No, we know that. That was a different point. I understand that. All right.
Vanessa to the stack.
Hold on, Vanessa. Yes, I hear you. Kathleen and Sarah, you've already spoken. We've got a few more hands up. I want to keep moving through this and get to the vote. Donna?
Okay, yes. I think this is such a serious issue. I mean, on a personal level, I think I would go along with the petition to charge the United States with genocide. However, I think that we do have to consider the impact on the station as we are representing the board for the station. And I think we really need more time and discussion. I don't feel like we're ready for a vote. I would rather we be all on the same page and in unison if we're going to take a vote one way or the other. You know, or let me just say a vote to do it. I think we need to be all on the same page. I think we haven't heard everybody's concerns. And I mean, my personal position is one thing, but as a representative of the station and as one of the partners or members of Pacifica, I think there are things we have to really consider. As much as we want to boldly say, let's go do it, we really have to think about the ramifications and the impact on the station and even the loss of the license as a possibility. You know, maybe there are other things that we can do to support that initiative. You know, such as, you know, do a teach-in or something. Build coalitions for it. But anyway, my feeling is we're premature to vote on it tonight.
All right, Kamau, I think I saw your hand before. Have you put it down?
I did put it down, but I will say this. I would tend to support the resolution because to me, and I know folks are bringing in other social problems, but to me, when you have the leadership of the nation with an unwillingness to address the specific problems that are being brought up here as other issues to address, to me, you have to start at the top. And I think this is long overdue. And I think that whatever ramifications, backdrafts, or what have you, we can have further discussion about how and what might happen. And maybe that needs to be done before presenting the resolution. But to me, I don't think the finger is pointed in the wrong direction at all. You have to start with leadership, and what leadership has not done is protect the black man and woman in the nation. So thank you.
Thank you. Wayne Bruce.
Yes, I agree with Donna. I believe Donna said we need to think about before we vote on this, just marinate on it a little bit more, even though we've had the resolution. But I want to bring up some. I mean, I think the black on black crime is just not relevant to this petition. And I want to remind people that 83% of white people are killed by white people, right? So crime is crime. Crime is black on black is basically a crime of proximity and not a crime of race. It's just who you're in close with. But I think we should delay the vote on this and at least till next meeting. I'm finished.
All right. Thank you. I want to go ahead with the roll call and understand.
I'm sorry, Vanessa.
That's right. Okay. All right. Okay. Vanessa, last comment.
Okay. I appreciate Wayne Bruce's comment in terms of the proximity of people who live in same communities to do harm to other people in that community, whether it's black on black, white on white, whatever. Thank you, Bruce, for putting that issue in context. I believe we have enough information to go ahead with the vote. it is a fact that we live in a racist society, and it is institutionalized, and that comes from the government. A lot of that comes from government-sponsored institutions. And I believe we have more than enough information to move forward with the vote. I'm actually a little bit, I guess, concerned about some of the comments. Everybody has the right to their own comment, just as I do. I am actually a little concerned, a little disappointed, that a progressive institution, one as progressive as I guess I imagine PFW and Pacifica to be, to lack the courage to be afraid of the government. If that was the attitude, Black people would still be in slavery. We have more than enough information and more than enough reason to move ahead and vote in favor.
All right, there is a live motion on the floor. We will go ahead and vote. Yes vote is in favor of adopting the resolution as stated. No vote is not, we're not saying that we're opposed to the resolution. A no vote, as I said before, is saying that you are choosing that we should not take this particular step at this particular time.
Point of order, Chair. That's not my understanding of a no vote. There was no motion to postpone. So a
I understand that. I understand. All I'm saying is that I know there was no motion to postpone. We're voting it up or down now. I'm just saying that we're not, the point is that people who say no are not necessarily opposed to the idea. That's not what a no vote means. I just want to make that clarification. Ellen, okay, please call the roll.
What is the motion?
Okay.
What is the motion? Clearly stated. That's my question before we commit the vote. What is the motion specifically? What is it saying?
Would you like for me to reread the resolutions?
No, I just want you to reread. Tell me what the motion is. What's the language of the motion?
Well, that's what I just asked. So there are four. This
you asked me if you wanted to read the resolution. I do not want that. I want you to tell me what the motion is.
Mr. Chair, please, would you stop this back and forth?
Yes, Kathleen. So, Marcia, the motion is to approve the resolution.
The motion is to approve the resolution. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Ellen.
Okay, we're ready?
Yes.
Anita, yes or no?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Explaining to the chair what a no vote means and what it doesn't mean.
I'm sorry?
Can I go ahead or?
Yes, a yes vote means we're approving this resolution, and no vote means is not to approve this resolution at this time.
Okay, and then the motion, to make sure everybody's correct, understands, the motion is to approve or disapprove the resolution.
Correct.
Is that it?
Correct.
Okay, Anita, yes or no?
Yes.
Somebody else has background noise in with their phone open or their on the Zoom.
Yes,
Anita, you said yes. Okay. Francis or Yah? Yah? Has he left? Okay, Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Wayne Bruce?
Yes.
Marcia?
Yes.
Bill Curtis?
Will abstain at this time.
Okay, you abstain.
At this time.
Violetta?
Yes.
Okay.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Sue Goodwin? Sue Goodwin? I'll come back to her. Donna?
No.
Don, okay. Kamau?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Highland?
No.
Kathleen?
Sorry, yes.
Max?
Yes.
Max?
Yes.
Eileen?
No.
Minerva?
Yes.
Adele?
Yes.
Frank Stearns?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Errol. Could just go back to
1 second, Ellen.
The individuals you didn't hear from.
I see that Yaw Agit is here, but he's muted, and maybe he hasn't been able to unmute.
Yaw?
I guess not.
Is he?
Maybe he stepped away. I don't know.
Did he? Okay. Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. Is she still on or?
Yeah, she's still here.
He hasn't answered. Okay. I'll say one. Sue Goodwin. Y'all. Okay, I don't know about those two. They're on, but they're just not answering, or?
That's what it looks like.
All right, and I'll go to Dennis. Dennis?
Bill, are you still abstaining? Yeah, you, Curtis.
You're muted.
Mute. Am I still abstaining?
You said at this time. I didn't know if that was a...
At this time, yeah. I mean, okay, cool.
Okay, just being clear. What's the current vote before I vote, Ellen?
Okay. Everyone who answered... There's three who were no. That was Eileen, Arthur Highland, and Donna Graham. There was one abstention, Bill Curtis, and those who, the others that answered said yes. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Violetta, you said yes also, right? Violetta?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of the people that are answered said yes. Three people said no, and there was one abstention.
Okay. Put me down as a yes.
Okay. So has Yao returned? Yao? He hasn't answered anything. Okay, Sue hasn't answered anything. Is she still on there? Sue? Okay, those two haven't answered.
Okay. Okay, record the vote. Motion
is so it's yes.
Yes. Resolution is approved. Thank you. It is just about 8 o'clock, so we will now move to community comment and pick up the rest of the committee reports on the other side. Community. Hello, welcome. Any questions, comments? Well, comments, I guess, mostly, but.
Yes, this is Martha. Minerva's going to give the report.
No. We're not doing the committee report now.
Oh, okay.
But this is community comment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We're in community comments right now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'd like to go through the stack or speak when you're ready.
You are ready. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the opportunity to, speak at this time. Let me say it's an honor and a privilege. I'm Eric Ramey. I'm a previous vice chair of the, P&D programming committee. I have well over 2,000 hours of volunteer time with WPFW. I was a coordinator for Hispanic and Spanish language programming for WPFW, and also served on the Management Assessment and Search Committee. And I think as a result of my work there, along with some of my colleagues, I think the station is now enjoying one of the greatest periods of stability and prosperity that it's had in its history. Roughly 3 weeks ago, I was offered an opportunity to serve in my dream job on the PNB. Through a technicality and probably because of no fault at anyone on this board or of my own, I was not aware of the offer. And it was apparently, out of lack of a better word, revoked. I'm asking that the board reconsider its position that I'm no longer eligible to accept the offer. I think I've actually earned that right to make such a request. I think I deserve the opportunity to serve, and simply to have someone at the board placate or attempt to assuage to say, well, other opportunities will arise or you can serve in some other capacity will not simply suffice. So that's my request. I hope you'll seriously consider this, expand the window, allow me to serve within capacity, allow me to accept the offer that was made. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Eric. Just as a point of public clarification, it was not specifically an offer. It was an inquiry. And there was no board. There was no formal board. The only formal board decision was to pursue an option that was explained. That is the action that the board took at the last meeting, and we passed a resolution to seek a waiver from the Pacifica National Board, which was granted.
Okay. That's not what I got in writing, but I'm not in a position to refute what you're saying now. But I was told there was no one else from the staff that was willing or able to serve in that capacity. So under those circumstances, Plan B was to seek a waiver from.
Well, the point was for looking at for people who were on the board. And at this point still are not on the board. And we do have a, we now have candidates who are on the board, who can potentially fill that position. And that is the decision that's the course that the board chose to make in January.
They weren't eligible at that time. That's why the waiver was sought.
Yes.
So they were precluded. The remedy you sought, that's why you sought the remedy. That's my understanding. So, I mean, Plan B would have never been triggered had you had my answer at the time that says, yes, I'm available.
Well, I don't believe we did. I saw the traffic. And I don't think it serves this portion of the meeting for us to just go back and forth on this. I understand.
Okay, let me just say response to what the situation with the program director. My deepest the gravity of what she's going through is just unspeakable. And I made senior management aware of this person's behavior some years ago, and I don't think it should be taken lightly. Several of us got death threats from him, to put it mildly. So, I mean, I hope you will respond and take her health and well-being into consideration.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Other comments, concerns from the community members? And I see Carol Wolfley.
Yes, I'm Carol. I'm from KPFA, and I just wanted to thank Julie Hewitt and Dennis and Ellen for all the work that you did on the amendment to the Articles of Incorporation. I think, of course, for KPFA, that's a very crucial issue, and maybe for other stations down the road who get property, and we're, of course, hoping that KPFT will get a building. And so I really want to thank everyone for working on that from across the country. And I just joined your meeting because I've been involved with so many things here with our outreach, and we're in a big membership drive trying to build our membership. And so I really appreciate what Julie did and her leadership around that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hakim.
Yes. Good evening again, everybody. The Outreach and Development Committee, or Outreach Committee, had a meeting, and it was very successful.
Okay.
We got
Sabu.
Yes.
No, we're not doing Community Outreach Committee yet.
No, I was just speaking.
Oh, you're just talking. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
So we had, we did meet, and it came out to be pretty good meeting. Hopefully, they make the report later on. But we came up with some new ideas, and surprisingly, we got some new members to join the outreach committee. So that's about it that I have to share.
Okay, thanks a lot. The person listed on screen as favorite guest has the floor.
Yeah, I'm trying to condition everyone to love me by using that kind of moniker. Okay, so thanks, everyone. Good night, and I'm happy to hear that the money is just rolling. I think it's significant that you have $89,000 in the bank, because we are, after all, 89.3. So let's keep that as a minimum. I have a question about who the staff people are on the LSB, because I know the last three people who joined up, the new folks, and I don't know who the other three might be.
The I believe it is Kamau Harris, Violetta Diamond, and Sue Goodwin. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know those three, but I don't know the old three, in quotes, old three, the previous three.
Marsha Coleman Adebayo is the only current old person.
Okay, so you're going to be adding two new staff people?
It looks like it. We thought it was one, but if we get this, if we get written notification, then we will be informing the staff before the next meeting that there will be two vacancies. And so if people are interested in stepping forward to seek that, either of those two seats, they'll be able to do so at the next meeting.
Okay. Is Arthur McLeod no longer on the board? Is he termed out?
I think that is the case.
Okay.
Either termed out or stepping down. That's okay. The last I heard, but that still needs to be officially confirmed.
Thanks.
Other comments? Ellen.
Hello.
Yeah, Ellen, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Ellen, I hear you.
I just wanted to thank Carol for consistently contacting us, letting us know what was going on. I want to thank Julie as a PNB member who has been contacting me, letting me know what's going on, who told me about the delegate assembly that we have to do and concurred. And I just want to thank her. And Carol, again, I can never thank you enough. Thank you. And I'll be in touch with you, Carol. Great job, Carol.
Okay. Any other community comment?
Mr. Chair.
Sir.
I'm looking behind Thomas Blanton, and there's a hand up from the community, or am I mistaken?
I don't see a hand.
I think that's a photo.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a photo.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, going once, going twice. Thank you all for attending the meeting, whether you chose to make a comment or not. And keeping with the community theme, we'll now go to community outreach.
Minerva will be
yes,
giving.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, Minerva, you have the floor.
All right. And everyone should have gotten a copy of the community outreach committee meeting information. And just starting out, we talked about new fundraisers, and one of the things that is planned, we don't have a date, is that LSB members, we are planning to go out into the community to hand out the flyers, the postcards that we have to promote WPFW and include and encouraging members on the board to join us. So that's something that's being planned, which we'd have been able to pull this together before the upcoming fund drive, but this is a plan so that the community can see that WPFW is out in the community, and we're encouraging people to listen to the station. We talked about a Jazz and Justice boat ride down the Potomac, and you can read the details. We're looking into that. Something that, and we have listed several different options on how to make it happen and make it be something that would be exciting and would have individuals wanting to come and take part with WPFW in this activity. And as we mentioned, possibly be able to meet some of the programmers that they hear over the air. Third idea, which we're hoping to have in place before the end of the year, is a bus trip to the Harriet Tubman Museum in Maryland. And that's identified because it's something local. And as we identified, it could be a family event, which would, as the station is beginning to and make it not just be for adults, we're pulling in young adults and also bringing it down to the children with the wonderful program that comes on the We Nation program. So it's just making it also, that it's not just for, seniors and others, but also bringing in the young people so they'll become excited. And then, looking at the beautiful waterfront that DC now has, looking into what activities we might be able to do in that area to also bring more visibility for the station. Annual fundraisers that are going, we did have a report that, the second Saturday in August has been identified for the annual Blues Festival. And we do have Dr. Nick, working with, Gloria Turner on this project. And so far, Dr. Nick, we're told, already has two groups that have, identified that they would be willing to work with WPFW. And then the 5K walk or run, which was a success when it took, that took place in September. And we have two dates being looked at, the 10th or the 24th. And, this being at the Bladensburg waterfront. And that is, another activity that went well, and we want to try to grow it for 2022. And, the U Street Jam this year is, not going to happen. It's being put on hold because of COVID, and hopefully we can get this on the, on track for, 2023. Under new business, we talked about, when we do these fundraising events to include, maybe membership in the ticket price to encourage more people to attend and take part and understand, we keep saying that we're the Jazz and Justice station and we're supporting the community and we want them to become and feel like they're a part of the station. So that's one idea. And then also we talked about working with Satara, to get information out to those people who have donated to the station, keeping them informed as to what's going on, maybe an email, something along those lines going out. Just number one, saving the date. We're beginning our fund drive and the time frame and a little bit of information about some of the, from the individuals that would, some of the different programs will have on are some items that are being provided. So that was another thought. And then, being sure to place, our upcoming events on the WPFW Facebook page. And then the final was a thought that in a few years, WPFW will turn 50. So the thought about beginning to think about programs now or beginning to plan programs now so that by the 50th year, we're able to hold a very large blast or a very large program. And thinking along the lines of maybe asking the other networks or the other stations on the PFW network to join in with us. So those are some of the ideas that came out of the meeting. It was a very enjoyable meeting, and everyone took an active role in the meeting. And that's the report.
Vanessa, to the staff.
Thank you. Okay, I hear you, Vanessa. Sarah has her hand up first.
Sorry, took me time to unmute. I'm getting older. One of the things when you talk about WPFW, it always strikes me jazz. And when you say the word jazz, I always think of college towns and colleges and kids studying to jazz that like it and start out real early with it. And I wonder why, you know, I've been around for probably about 6 months now, and I just don't hear any emphasis on our local colleges. We got quite a few of those higher learning institutions around here. We don't seem to dip into those. We don't seem to, I'm not saying that, I'm not being critical. There may be a good reason why we're not, but you know, when I think of jazz, I think of college, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Vanessa.
I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed and appreciated that outstanding report. I am particularly impressed that a brand new LSB member has risen to the challenge of, it sounds like, being the chair of that committee and certainly giving that report. And, you know, it just shows that the LSB has been infused with new blood and new energy, and was outstanding. And I look forward to helping.
And for the record, Marty is still the chair of the committee, but Marty's no longer on the board, and Minerva, yes, has absolutely stepped up to share the weight and volunteered to prepare and to provide that report for us. So thank you for that.
Could I add, as a member of the outreach committee? Yeah, I'd like to add that, congratulations to Minerva. Wonderful report, Minerva. And Violetta and Art are the new members, and they've given some outstanding suggestions. So I think that the outreach committee has a very promising year, and I just want to thank them and everybody on the outreach committee for all their hard work.
Yeah, let me just add that I didn't get a ton of priority suggestions that I asked for last month, but I did get several, and actually a majority of those are things that relate to the sort of fall into the portfolio of the Community Outreach Committee. There are a lot of suggestions about prioritizing our relationship with the community, maximizing membership, and those kinds of things. So I am going to actually share those suggestions with the Community Outreach Committee and basically let them, I think they're already working on incorporating a lot of those things, and let any specific proposals related to those priorities emanate from that committee. So I think they're already at least halfway there. So I thank you for that good work.
You're welcome.
CSE,
Communication Standards and Enforcement. Okay. Committee is still on hiatus. That's about to change. So I'm going to ask, or actually she volunteered, Eileen Rosin, who is a founding member of that committee, until we recruited her to be vice chair. She has volunteered to reconvene that committee and get it started, because there are several people, who are new members, who have volunteered for that committee, and we don't want to waste that energy, so we want to get that started. But we just weren't able to do that this last month. So those of you who did sign up for that committee, you can expect to be hearing from Eileen. I'll be sharing your names with her, and she'll set up an initial meeting, and you can take it from there. In the meantime, since I'm mentioning your name, Eileen, I want to know if you have anything to report about the document initiative.
Yeah, I do. I didn't write anything up. I meant to, but didn't have time. Sarah Brown and I have had a couple of phone calls about it. We tried to get Bill Curtis, who also volunteered for the work group, in with us, but we never managed to connect at the right times. So we have a number of tasks before us, and that includes the first task is to figure out some of the technical part, like where we could house these documents. Would we house them back on some Pacifica server? Do we have room on a server here at WPFW? We think we can make it available to all of us through a link on our website, maybe have two links, one for the public who might want to look at things that are okay for the public to see, and then another link for LSB members only. So we're kind of working out some of those technical details, and then we're also looking at what's needed, also technical in the infrastructure. If there's anybody else on this board who knows about setting up such things, you don't have to be in the work group, but it would be really great if we could, if you could give us some advice or, you know, explain some things to us. We've also been working on, you know, what kinds of documents should go in there, you know, but that can always be added to as it goes along. So I think we should probably set another meeting with Sarah and Bill and see what else we can do. So if you do have some technical expertise in that area, you can speak up now, or you can send me an email or send Sarah an email. And that's it for now, but I don't know if Sarah wants to add to that.
No, I'm good. You about covered everything we did. We're taking a pretty pedantic and step-by-step approach to this. I was paying very close attention to the discussions and arguments. Well, let's not say arguments, but disagreements that happened in the LSB, and where they refer to a document and then couldn't get access to it was exactly where I just honed in and said, well, that's where we need a rapid access to something. So with that information and a good place to start and listening to what people need, we're gradually putting together a list. I put together a list, a preliminary one of that. And then I put together also a brainstorming list, and Eileen came up with a big list of the things that had already been considered from the national board. So we have a lot of data and a lot of idea of how this thing is going to come together. It's just, where will it be housed? Like she said, where will it be housed? How will it run? How will you get access to it are the things that we have to start to think about right now. So it's basically in the brainstorming phase right now. So anybody can join us and add suggestions. But what we're doing is we're trying to make this work in the way that we see there's a need for it, and that kind of narrows it down a lot, because it's a huge problem if you don't do that.
Yeah. That's good enough, yeah.
Any other questions, comments?
What, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thomas. Is it general or on these topics?
On these topics?
No,
Okay, because we will have some time for new or unfinished business if you've got something that doesn't connect to any of the specific things. Okay, then let us move on to the PNB. We've got some work to do there. But first let's hear, I don't know how you're divvied up the report from the representatives, but.
This is Vanessa to the stack, please.
Okay.
I want to start because I have what I think is a significant piece of news to share. It appears that our own Julie Hewlett, the votes are not in yet, but her candidacy was unopposed to my knowledge, is that she is going to be the new PNB chair, and that reflects so well on WPFW. She's just demonstrated an amazing amount of leadership and initiative. And, you know, I hope you all are as proud of her as I am. So I just wanted to start with that. I'm actually, having said that, I wanted to share that news. It's bursting. So, but I want to, there's the articles of incorporation. I'm actually going to defer to Julie. She knows that issue like the back of her hand. So I think she'll do a much better job at this. Than I would do. So at the time, you know, when it's time to talk about that, I would like to defer to Julie.
Okay, I want to get the any news and updates from the PNB first, and then we'll get into the more involved action item.
I don't think there's
congratulations, Julie. We're proud of you.
Thank you, I think. I don't think there's
and
a
we're
whole
sorry
lot.
For you.
Boy, I thought I got a lot of email before. I don't think there's a heck of a lot to add. I mean, we had the first PNB meeting with the 2022 PNB. That was January 27th. We had the second one on February 3rd. What we haven't done on the PNB yet is stood up the new committees for 2022 And, you know, just like there are PFW committees, there are a set of committees for the PNB. Many of those committees, let me put it this way. Some of those committees, the membership is determined in the the Pacifica bylaws. I oftentimes like say Pacifica when I mean PFW and say PFW when I mean Pacifica. Bear with me. Some of those committees, the structure and whatnot is dictated by our bylaws, but then we also often have these special committees, which are, you know, non-bylaws committees. And many of those were able to have, LSB delegates, which is what you all are, also serve on those. There will be PNB directors, but typically what we do, I think, is, set up the PNB directors on the committees and then put out the, and what are the committees? And then we put out the call for, LSB delegates from the various LSBs to serve on those. And the thing I just want to share about that is, you know, typically what we do to make sure that there's, you know, that it's not all the West Coast stations or all the East Coast stations, we set the number of delegates per LSB that can be on each of those committees. So just because you have an interest in something, doesn't mean we're going to be able to accommodate everyone's interest. So, but it's about making sure that the stations are all, equally represented. I don't, you know, honestly, I don't think there's that much else new to report. Donna, okay. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we move on to the voting things? Apparently, Donna does not.
Sorry, I was muted. No, I don't have anything to add.
Thanks, Donna.
I don't have anything to add. Thanks.
Okay, Julie, do you want to walk us through the proposed amendments to the Articles of Incorporation?
Yes. So what I will say is, Pacifica has two very important legal documents. One is the bylaws, and that's the thing that says, hey, each station should have an LSB, etc. But the second important legal document we have is the Articles of Incorporation. Pacifica Foundation is incorporated in the state of California, and, you know, the Articles of Incorporation are, sorry, the legal mumbo-jumbo that says, you know, we're a nonprofit in the state of California, more or less. Because we own some real estate at KPFA and KPFK, they have to pay property tax in the state of California, unless, of course, we have the right kind of coded language in our Articles of Incorporation that signal to the state Board of Equalization, their taxing authority. I know this is like awesomely scintillating, but signal to their state, Board of Equalization that in fact we're a nonprofit and don't have to pay, you know, regular property tax rates that everybody else pays. And long story short, we didn't have the right language in our Articles of Incorporation. And so to fix this problem and basically to save KPFA, Carol Wolfley, the secretary of their LSB, at our meeting this evening, but to save them tens of thousands of dollars a year in property tax, we have been given the opportunity by the California court to change our Articles of Incorporation, which ordinarily would take a vote of the membership, but we can take a vote of the PNB and the LSBs to make this change. And so, you know, what I'm now going to say is you all don't get to, you know, futz with the wording of this because the court told us what the wording is. So the idea is what you're voting for is, yes, I would like to save the California stations, especially a dump load of money in terms of property tax. That's a vote for the Articles of amending the Articles of Incorporation. And if you don't want to save the money, then vote no, which I hope you don't. This is one of those things that there's a higher bar to amending the Articles of Incorporation. We need a 2/3 vote of all the LSB members, not just those present. So we need 16 yeses for this to pass. Okay, so now I'm going to read the motion that is amending the Articles of Incorporation now that I've given you all that background. And it's scintillating. Whereas the California Board of Equalization requires an amendment to Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation to qualify for property tax exemptions for all Pacifica-owned properties, moved that Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation of this corporation be amended to read as follows. 8, paragraph A. The property of this corporation is irrevocably dedicated to the charitable purposes set forth in Article 2 hereof, meeting the requirements for exemption provided by Section 214 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. No part of the net income or assets of the organization shall ever inure to the benefit of any director, officer, or member thereof, or to the benefit of any private person. Paragraph B. On the dissolution or winding up of the corporation, after paying or adequately providing for the debts, obligations, and liabilities of the corporation, the remaining assets of this corporation shall be distributed to such organization or organizations that is organized and operated exclusively for charitable purposes and that has established its tax-exempt status under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code and satisfies the requirements of Revenue and Taxation Code Section 214. That's the end of the motion.
Second.